Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. That's right, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. OMG, so excited to have all of our listeners that are tuning in from all across the world wide web. Listen, I appreciate you every single week. You know, we bring you phenomenal shows, outstanding guests, and today is certainly no different. Today's show, we have a wonderful lineup for you. I'm telling you what, we have some guests that are going to come through, and they're going to just ignite you, because you know the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and all of our guests do that. So listen. We have some special musical guests that are going to be stopping through the virtual studio momentarily, and then we're going to go into our second segment with a dynamic young lady. We call her Diamond. Yes, Sherelle Diamond Hogan. She's a mother of one king, a nurse, a motivational speaker, a spoken word artist, a mentor, an author, the CEO of Diamond's World. So you're going to get to learn more about her. And I'm telling you what, she is on fire. She is certainly on fire. And then we're going to go into a business spotlight segment with Todd Parsons and John Grooms. And I met these two guys. They do like engraved artwork and ceramic tile and a whole bunch of stuff. And it was just great to see men doing some positive stuff. So that's going to be our business spotlight for today. You get to hear about what they do. And then we're going to wrap up the show with a teen author, Paige Agnew, and she wrote her first book, Starless Sky, at age 15 and published it in like last January. And I'm telling you what, if that's not inspirational, I know people are talking about the Justin Bieber movie, and most of the things I've heard is that people walked away, or parents even that went with their children to see Justin Bieber, the movie, walked away thinking, wow, how empowering and how inspiring. So we have someone today, hopefully that will inspire, I think, teens, young adults, all of that. Her book is very interesting. And just the fact that she's 15 and published a book, I mean, kudos to that, right? Nothing else we can really add to that. So hopefully this will be something inspiring for you or any young people that are in your life. So, as I said before, certainly we've got a phenomenal show for you today. We're going to get a little bit into a music break right here, and then we will be back with the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And this song is called Wisdom by Brian Pound. Check him out online at www.brianwithayPound.com.
perfect. Think back to years, don't never be. Ignored your knocking. When you are worth more than finest of gold, please now don't leave me. With a price through the lies, let her in and don't despise her.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Have you ever felt like everything seemed to go wrong in life? Have you seen the bottom drop out of your plans and your dreams? The Struggles of Life by Felicia J. Henderson is an intriguing and impactful real-life story of one woman's journey from hardship to redemption. In The Struggles of Life, Felicia J. Henderson dramatically but authentically pulls back the covers of her life to allow the readers to witness the resilience of the human spirit and God's saving grace. In The Struggles of Life, Felicia J. Henderson reminds you that even though things are collapsing all around you, faith will pull you through. Purchase your copy of The Struggles of Life at www.FeliciaJHendersonBooks.com.
Every 2 seconds, someone needs blood. Whether it's a natural disaster or one single child suffering from illness, the American Red Cross stands ready to supply blood when it's most needed. But blood is a perishable product. Therefore, it must continuously be replenished. You can safely donate blood every 56 days. The need is constant and patients are waiting. Call your American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE to schedule your life-saving appointment. Please give blood today. Patients are depending on you.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Are you ready to promote your vision and reach your target audience? Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com is the platform for your vision to be heard. For more information on how to advertise or become a special guest on our radio show, go to Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Click on IB Race for more information. We're looking forward to expanding your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
Hello, hello, hello. What's up? This is your girl, Charvette Mitchell. So excited to be broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. But heard all across the world wide web. Big shout out to our listeners from Richmond, France, Iceland, Florida, Jersey, Maryland, Louisiana, oh my goodness, all over the place. We're excited to have you. Big shout out to those that are listening from Twitter, from Facebook, from MySpace, from various blogs, all across the world wide web. We're so glad you stopped by to see us. And, of course, those listening from Charvette.com, you can listen to past shows and live shows right from Charvette.com. Listen, we're getting into our interview segment, our spotlight segment, and my first spotlight is in the virtual green room right now. Hopefully she enjoyed the virtual fried chicken and virtual potato salad I had in there waiting for her. This young lady is just dynamic. She is on fire. She has so much energy. As I mentioned before, Sherelle Diamond Hogans is the mother of one king. She's a nurse. She's a motivational speaker, a spoken word artist, mentor for young women, CEO of Diamonds World, author of Girlfriend, Let's Talk About It, and some new stuff going on that we're going to find out. I'm bringing Diamond to the mic right now, and I'm so excited to have her joining us on the show. Diamond, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hey, Diva. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you, Diva?
Awesome.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, I'm glad to have you back. Did you hear me talk about the virtual chicken and the virtual potato salad and the virtual green room?
I'm virtually full. I got the virtual itis going on.
All right, we're going to help you stay up. So as I mentioned, you do so many things. You wear so many hats. Anyone that's on your Facebook, you are always putting out positive energy and everything. How do you keep your energy up and manage to juggle all the stuff that you're involved with?
I really stay focused. I did a lot when I was in the world, had a lot of time for nonsense, so I directed and focused all that time and focus and energy on the kingdom. So if I can party all night and still work all day and party all week in the world, then I can get a lot of stuff done for the kingdom. Just redirect the energy I used to I had back then and redirect it on something positive that can impact people, motivate people to get done what needs to be done so we can take the kingdom by force. We have a lot of wasted energy. Use that time and energy to do something positive and productive.
Okay, outstanding. And so when you do motivational speaking, what are some of the topics, what are some of the things that you usually talk on and talk about?
I talk about owning your uniqueness, owning your destiny. First of all, you have to own your destiny. No one can take it from you. No one can rob you of it. You have to own it. Embrace your uniqueness. A lot of times we think that we don't do it the way other people have done it, and we put it aside and say, we'll conform to the way they do it. But when you own your uniqueness that you were created with, then you bring something new to the table, even though nothing's been done new under the sun. It's done differently. It's brought to the table differently, and it can impact different people in a different way. They're used to seeing it a certain way, but if you look at my book covers or the way I speak or the way I engage with people, it's the same thing they probably heard before, but it's given in a different flavor. Mm-hmm. So now they're able to embrace it because it meets them where they are.
Well, you know what?
So
you know, I heard you.
Go ahead.
Go right ahead.
No, that's just one of the things. I can go on and on, but that's good. That's one of the main ones, Only Your Destiny. And then Daring to Dream has been my motto for this year.
Yeah.
It's daring to dream, daring to ask, daring to think. Ephesians 6 says that he is well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all things that we dare ask to think, dream, that we can even think of. He can do well above all that. So that's been my motto for the year, and it's been working.
You have
to dream, but you have to do the work. You got to wake up sometimes after you dream. You got to get up, and you got to be willing to do the work at all costs.
It's so true. And I was just going to say that I heard you live it's probably been 2 years, 3 years ago. Now you were at a author's conference, like a day-long conference in Norfolk or Hampton, Virginia, and I heard you, and you just, you know, set the place on fire. And talking about speaking events, me and you are at Throw Your Hands Up Conference this coming weekend.
Yes.
So certainly the capital city is excited to have you. And look, I'm going to tell you, I told the conference host a big shout out to my girl Yvette. I told her, look, put me before Diamond, because I know how this girl is. I said, put me on
you
the program
funny.
Before her. honey, because I was not going to follow you.
I
made a special request.
I'm excited.
So we're
excited about this conference, and that you are a part of. You have been very impactful in the community, and not just your community, but across the world with your Blog Talk Radio show. But this conference, Throw Your Hands Up, I was actually supposed to be on the next conference, but being bold and courageous, what I tell everybody else to do is, why I gotta wait? Why can't I be on this one? And this is exactly, you know, where this is exactly how, you know, God wants it and everything. I'm excited. There's been too many people that have thrown their hands up in despair, too many people that have laid aside their dreams and just said, you know what, just give me a normal, okay life. Just let me breathe. Let me be able to pay at least some of my bills. Let me be able to divert, you know, rob Peter to pay Paul. Let me just have that life when there's so much more available to them. They settle for less because of what the economy is and how, you know, everybody's coming at them and people are laying people off. And they just let me have a normal life. Just let me breathe. Let me deal with two bills. Don't let me deal with all the extra stuff. I promise I won't dream anymore if you just let me have a regular life. And we can't have that. We have so much more available to us and everything. And I just wanted to do a quick shout out, piggybacking on that, the authors of, I started compilation books, and it's put people to work. It's put people to revitalize their dreams. Mrs. Boss is an awesome book with 7 authors that, if they were not authors before, they're authors now. One of them, Miss Janelle Thompson, she already has a book called The Stripping Process, but other women who had the dream inside of them that God has spoke with them about, but they put it aside and focused on other things. God telling me to asking me to ask them to write these books. They are on fire. I have Casey J and Kalila Ling and Delisa Lewis, Shakina Spence, Melanie Cruz, and Shavise Brown. Shavise Brown is in Twisted Pleasures, and that's about domestic violence. She's coming out with a book called Rape, the Ultimate Forgiveness. Like, we're hitting hard-hitting subjects that nobody talks about, sweeps under the table, but it's hurting people every day. But it's empowered them to be bold and go be courageous and go out there and do what needs to be done, you know? So this is not the time to lay back and say, okay, I promise I won't dream if you just leave me alone. But life will never make room for your dreams, never. It will never. If you want it, you got to go after it at all costs, no matter who you lose. What you lose, you will gain so much more. You will gain so much more than what you think you have, because when you really try to go after your dreams, you'll really find out you ain't got the people that said they had your back in the first place.
Okay. And okay, and listeners, so you can see why I'm going before Diamond on this topic. Throw your hands up. And so the compilation, I'm glad you brought that up, because I certainly wanted to talk about that, CPR, Revitalizing the Revolution. So tell us about the title and, you know, how can people purchase it and all that good stuff.
CPR is actually my book. That's not a compilation book. That's actually my personal book. That book is on Diamonds World, www.diamonds-world.org. And there's a PayPal button on there, the cover's on there, the synopsis, everything. It's just what we've been talking about, people just giving up on their dreams. If you really focus at the cover, there's grave sites at the bottom of that. People have buried their dreams with negative speech, being around in the wrong environment, and being so consumed with other people's, helping other people's dream and never putting their hands and their vision and energy to their own dream. So they buried it. Now it's time to revitalize that. They call me Diamond the Defibrillator, because I'm going to shock you. I'm going to show you why you need to do what needs to be done. I'm going to give you the tools that you need to be done to revitalize your dreams. Get that passion back in you. Get that fire back in you. Rekindle the fire that you once had, and then own it so that no one will ever rob you of it. It has to be a personal thing. Don't nobody want you. Can't nobody have more passion about your dreams than you. And the people that you will impact, the multitude of people you will impact when you really follow and do your dreams, please, we got to do our work. It's work to be done, not time to be laid down, kumbaya-ing, and no. You got to be able to strategize, prioritize, and get it done. Sacrifice sleep, sacrifice TV, sacrifice leisure time. If you really value it, what do you want to do? Will you do what it takes to go after it? Or do you really even want it, or you all talk? Be all talk if you want to, but don't stand in my way with all that talk. Either do something about it or just stop talking about it.
All right, show me what you tell me. Show me what you tell me. And can't nobody beat you being you. I said that this weekend at a conference. Can't nobody beat Charvette being Charvette. And so you have to step out and do what you're supposed to do. And it's not about any kind of competition in any arena, any business, any kind of ministry, any of that, because we all, as you started off talking about, are unique in our own right, in our own way, and we have to walk in what we are supposed to be doing. So listeners can buy CPR, Revitalizing the Revolution, at your website, and give us that web address one more time.
It is www.diamonds-world.org.
All right.
And Charvette, I just have a quick thing before I leave. I forgot two authors, Tanisha Anthony and Lisa Davis. I so apologize. But every woman that put in, the husbands, oh, my God, shout out to all the husbands who allowed and supported and encouraged the women to write Mrs. Boss. A lot of people thought we were going to be man-bashing, and I can understand their perception of it, but it's totally equipping women to evolve into being a helpmeet. And how they have to deal with situations and deal with their own reactions and their own character and their own integrity, no matter who does what. You're still held responsible for what you do. So these women equip other women like never before, telling old stories, what happened, and how they have the most blessed marriages now after they ain't been through hell, if we can say that on your show, but they ain't been through that. You know. So I just wanted to shout out the husbands that really allowed their women and supported their wives to get this done so that we can have better marriages and better families and happier husbands, by being equipped to do what we need to do. Because ain't nothing like a happy husband. So I hear. You know, I'm still, working on that.
So husbands, y'all need to certainly, we shout out the husbands and then, help sell some of these books so you can have a more enjoyable life as well. Where can listeners purchase the compilation?
All the books are on diamondsworld.org. Actually Girlfriend, Let's Talk About It. We have Diva Unleashed, Ignite and Explode. Then we have Twisted Pleasures. We have Mrs. Boss. And then we have CPR, Revitalizing the Revolution. And our launch party, just a quick shout out, I apologize, Charvette, is Friday, April 8th.
You're going to everything on my list that I have, so Radical Publications. Talk about the launch on April 8th. Yes.
April 8th. We have done literally these five books. 2004, I came out with Girlfriend Let's Talk About It, but I put it aside, dealing with some life stuff, family stuff, and just working on me and all my mess. But when God got tired of me and all the dreams that he gave me and I ain't fulfilled, he told me last year, I'm sick of you. I love you, but I'm sick of you. Get off your butt and do what I asked you to do. So I started working on the dreams and putting them together. So we've done these five books in 3 months, Charvette. In 3 months, we've done five books. So we are celebrating the launch of Radical Publications. Radical. We're going after people in a radical way. We're writing in a radical way. We're advertising in a radical way. We have a video called Twisted Pleasures on, it's called Twisted Pleasures Sneak Peek, because when you Google it on YouTube, you'll come up with some other stuff. But look for Twisted Pleasures Sneak Peek, and you'll see I started doing the book trailers, started putting still pictures together. I'm an actress. Yeah. I have actress friends. We started making mini movie clips to bring the book to life. And when you see this sneak peek, you're like, oh, what happened? What happened? So I love the feedback that people have been giving me and shouting out the book and everything. We need to deal with these things. These are all things I've been through, domestic violence, sexual abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse. We need to deal with these things so that people can not be fractured and segmented anymore, but and be broken, but be whole people, whether they're men or women, children. We need to become more whole people so that we won't be hurting people, hurting other people, but deal with the issues that are hurting us the most that we try to cover up and never deal with. It just gets worse. So.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sherelle Diamond Hogan, I am telling you, so Radical Publications is launching April 8th, what are all the details around the launch? Is there like an event,
Hall,
actual event? Okay.
Yeah, there's an actual event, Clayton Hall at University of Delaware, 7 p.m., and the information and tickets is at diamonds-world.org.
Great, great, great.
Or you can call me at
888-821-3371. Great. Well, I think our listeners need to give you a big round of applause because you just have so much energy.
I want to give you a gift. You can pick a random caller, and I will give away two free Twisted Pleasures books. So you pick two of your callers tonight, and they can't be authors, because I know the authors called in to listen. So they can't be authors of the book, but two people that are listening to your show tonight, I will, if you get their information, I will send out two free books of Twisted Pleasures.
Oh, my goodness, listener, did you all hear that? I'm telling you what, the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, we have giveaways. Look at that. That's awesome. Thank you so much. We appreciate that, and we're going to get you those two listeners, lucky listeners, and then we'll announce the next week's show of the winners. So I'm telling you what, I'm excited to see you this coming weekend here in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and just wish you blessed travels and just much more continued success with all of your endeavors, that God bless the work of your hands. Thank you so much, Diamond, for joining the show.
Thank you for having me, Charvette. Continue doing the awesome work you are. I can't wait to see you this weekend.
Yes, ma'am. We will have fun hanging out. And again, I'm just glad I'm going before you and not after you at the Throw Your Hands Up conference.
Throw your hands up. That's right.
I'm telling you.
Have an awesome night.
All right, you too. All right, listeners, you want to keep it locked right there. My next guests are in the virtual studio. I'm going to go to a quick commercial break, and then we will be back with Todd Parsons and John Grooms. I'm telling you, these guys have engraved artwork and figurines and great stuff for the man caves and sports paraphernalia and all this good stuff, and they are our business spotlight for tonight. So I'm telling you, you want to keep it locked right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Are you visiting the Richmond, Virginia area? Consider the contemporary Comfort Suite at Virginia Center Commons, located at 10601 Telegraph Road.
conveniently located off of Interstate 95 and 295, minutes away from downtown Richmond, the airport, and King's Dominion. The Comfort Suite at Virginia Center Commons is great for family reunions, church events, and yes, even birthday parties. Enjoy spacious suites, flat screen TVs, rainforest showers, and Dreamwell pillow top mattresses. Then wake up to a complimentary hot breakfast featuring Belgian waffles, scrambled eggs, biscuits, bacon, fruit, and more. The Comfort Suites at Virginia Center Commons is the ideal spot for your next vacation or event. Make your reservation today by calling area code 804-262-2000. That's area code 804-262-2000.
Are you ready to promote your vision and reach your target audience? Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com is the platform for your vision to be heard. For more information on how to advertise or become a special guest on our radio show, go to Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Click on IB Race for more information. We're looking forward to expanding your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com.
Have you ever felt like everything seems to go wrong in life? Have you seen the bottom drop out of your plans and your dreams? The Struggles of Life by Felicia J. Henderson is an intriguing and impactful real-life story of one woman's journey from hardship to redemption. In The Struggles of Life, Felicia J. Henderson dramatically but authentically pulls back the covers of her life to allow the readers to witness the resilience of the human spirit and God's saving grace. In The Struggles of Life, Felicia J. Henderson reminds you that even though things are collapsing all around you, faith will pull you through. Purchase your copy of The Struggles of Life at www.FeliciaJHendersonBooks.com.
Every 2 seconds, someone needs blood. Whether it's a natural disaster or one single child suffering from illness, the American Red Cross stands ready to supply blood when it's most needed. But blood is a perishable product. Therefore, it must continuously be replenished. You can safely donate blood every 56 days. The need is constant and patients are waiting. Call your American Red Cross at 1-800-GIVE-LIFE to schedule your life-saving appointment. Please give blood today. Patients are depending on you.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. And again, thanks so much for all those that are tuning in and listening, those that are on the phone lines, hanging out in the chat room, those listening from Twitter, from Facebook, and all across the World Wide Web. This is your girl, Charvette Mitchell, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. And listen, we're going into our business spotlight segment. I met these two gentlemen at an event here in Richmond, and they were just so cool. I was like, yeah, I got to come on my radio show. So I had Todd Parson, who is in the virtual studio. I'm bringing him to the mic, and then also his partner, John Grooms, and they're coming on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Todd and John, welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening,
How
Charvette.
Are you? Oh, I'm so glad to have both of you on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Glad to be
Thank
here.
You.
All right, so let's jump right on in because I want our listeners to learn about your business in this business spotlight. So, Todd, tell us the name of your company.
The name of the company, well, actually we're two separate entities and we're just kind of coming together. But the name of the company is Plackett. And what it is laser engraved items. They're actually custom and personalized items. And what we've done is pretty much taken a customized arena and made it affordable.
Yeah.
So we're pretty much doing things that we're doing a lot of things that nobody's really seen. I know I haven't seen any of it.
No.
But,
and I love that you have so much that's available that applies to the African American community in particular.
Oh yeah. Definitely. You know, we love all people, but, you know, we have to have a special affinity for our own. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, John, how did you all even hook up and kind of form a partnership?
Well, we had a mutual friend that introduced us, and our particular friend brought us together, and Todd and I, we just clicked. You know, we just had some great opinions that we could put together, and we were able to come up with some beautiful ideas and create some wonderful pieces of art.
Great, great, great. All right, so let's talk about all the different kind of products that you have and things that you all have created in the past, just to give our listeners an idea. So, Todd, I'll let you start off of just kind of describing some of the things that you all have created and have done in the past.
Okay, well,
or that you have available now.
Well, what I like to do, I like for people to give me their ideas. You know, you tell me what it is that you would like to go on a piece or whatever type of vision that you have. And the first thing that I do is I'll usually put it together. Now, it's a blessing that I have a customer base now where they pretty much just all say the same thing. Look, I sent you two pictures. Do your thing. You know, so I've been given that kind of rant, which is always good to hear.
Yeah.
But I've done things like I had one gentleman. He gave me an old track picture from his college years, and he asked me to do something with it, but he had no idea what he wanted. And it was a picture of him doing running the hurdles.
Oh, wow.
So I actually designed a piece. I cut out a track, and then I took all the people out of the picture, the ones that were behind him. I created some hurdles. So long story short, you had a piece that was pretty much about 12 by 24 inches, and you actually saw him jumping over the hurdles. Now, of course, all these pieces were mounted onto the board, but it looked exactly like the poster, except it was the whole thing was dimensional.
Wow.
Yeah, I've done that with bowling pieces. I've done a lot of things. You know, there's a ton of images on Facebook. I still can't really give a title to what it is that I've been doing. I just come off the top with it, so you can call me a freestyle laser artist.
Yeah, and I think that's a good idea. If people, if you go look at, you can find a Todd Parsons on Facebook, and you will see in his pictures, like, really examples of everything that, or a lot of things that you have done and how you take the picture, and then it's engraved on whatever, you know, ceramic tile or wood or whatever you do, and it just kind of comes to life. And so, John, how do you all kind of help with coming up with other ideas? So, like, one thing I love is that you all have, I said this earlier, a lot of stuff for, like, the man cave. So, ladies, we know, you know, the men have their space, their football, you know, obsession or basketball obsession. And so talk about some of the things you all have that are for men and for sports or the man cave stuff.
Well, let's not forget about the women now. You know,
oh, we're going to get back to the women,
too. We're working on some things for the ladies, too. We can't forget about the women. Now, however, for the men, we have a vast variety of things, from figurines to posters to custom shirts, custom hats, signs, wall graphics, vehicle graphics. We can do custom pieces that can be applied to vehicles, custom pieces for shoes, apparel, as well as just visual signage that can be, you know, it could be just a poster or a picture that can hang up on the wall. Or, I mean, we can accessorize a lot of different items. So it's pretty much limitless what can be done. If you bring an idea to us, then we'll take it and we'll just elaborate on it and come up with something. And we're trying to find a level medium that's suitable for you to please our customers.
Great. And this is the other thing that's good about you all is that you can do it for an individual, because a lot of places, like if you go online, if you want something custom engraved or, you know, they want X amount in the order, you know, so you all can do something custom from one person. What is your web address, Todd?
Well, right now the website is under construction.
Okay.
I find it a lot easier at this particular point because we are literally creating something new every two or three days.
Yeah.
And it got a little tedious got a little tedious trying to, and plus we don't have the website that we'd like to have just yet. I do have a group in mind that I'd like to put it together for me, but, you know, that's another interview, I guess. But
we'll bring you back for the release of the updated website. But Facebook is the best way.
Yeah, because I have.
And you've been getting orders from Facebook, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. Chicago, Delaware, California. There's several people calling. And the good thing about Facebook is, you know, friends take your images and tag other friends on them. So,
yeah.
You know, and that information just goes all over the place. So I've been utilizing that right now, but moving forward, you know, with the for the sake of professionalism, you do want to have a website, and we are trying to, because right now the website, it hasn't been touched, to be honest with you, in about 3 or 4 years.
But you've been Facebooking, you've been definitely active on Facebook anyway. Yeah.
Yes,
okay, great. And so on Facebook, tell our listeners how they can find you on Facebook so they can see pictures of your products.
Well, my Facebook name is just Todd Parsons, and there's an image of myself and my lovely child.
Yeah, a big shout out to your daughter.
And one other thing that I'd like to, that my partner in crime forgot to tell you, John and I actually worked on some images before, you know, years before we met. And I actually worked on something, and I was doing it for a youth organization. So I was using their logos and everything. So he comes into the shop one day, and he sees a poster that I had done. And he says, did you do that? I said, yeah. He said, I designed that logo. And I didn't really know him then, but I remember this one that I remember wanting to tap him in the back of his head, because I sat down and had to redo that logo like 12 times to get it the way that I wanted it to look, and he had the original.
Oh my goodness!
So I'm sitting beside the guy. It took me hours to put it together. I'm sitting beside the guy who has the original artwork on his computer.
What can you do? What can you do? Well, listen, I'm so glad we had. Oh yes, go right ahead.
I'm sorry. I think that's what kind of really kicked off our business relationship. And, you know, like you said, we've been running ever since.
Yes. So I'm just glad that I had an opportunity to spotlight you in a business spotlight here on the Charvette Metro Radio Show. Again, listeners, Todd Parsons and John Grooms, find Todd Parsons on Facebook. You can see pictures of all of their work. If there's something you need for a church or school or reunions and all that stuff, you all are available and ready and willing to help the listeners out.
Yes.
Great,
yeah.
And we'll have you come. We'll have you back certainly around the holidays or any time of special. I know Mother's Day and Father's Day and all that good stuff, where people are looking for unique gifts. So we'll definitely have you guys back to talk about some options that people have for different gifts. So I think that'll be a great idea. Great. Well, thank you so much again for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thank you, Charvette.
Thank you for having us.
All right, you're welcome. All right, listeners, keep it locked right here. I'm telling you what, we're moving in to our next interview spotlight. This young lady is a 15-year-old author. That's right, I said 15 years old. What were you doing at 15? I know, don't even tell me, don't even text me. But this young lady wrote her first book, Starless Skies, at 15 years old, and she's just got a sense of humor, and she just brings her personality to her work, and we're excited that we are going to be interviewing Paige Agnew. She's in the virtual studio, and I'm bringing her to the mic right now. Paige, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, we are so glad to have you. I am telling you what, thank you so much again for joining us. So let's talk a little bit about how you started writing.
Well, I have tons and tons and tons of books, and reading so much, I mean, it makes you want to create your own story. So I started writing in about middle school, and I didn't get serious about it until my freshman year, and that's when I wrote Starless Skies.
Wow. And so there are a lot of young people, young adults, teens that write, say, journals or poetry and all of that. But what made you actually say, okay, I'm going to actually put this in a book and publish a book?
Well, really, I have to give the credit to my mom, because when she found out that I had wrote the book, she's the one that took care of everything and said that we're going to get this published, and it's not like I was going to say no.
You're like, okay, Mom, I agree with you on that. Well, certainly big shout out to your mom for, I'm sure, investing and helping to push your dream. So that's awesome. All right, so I want to talk to you about Starless Sky. This book is certainly about encouragement and relationships and friendships and love and romance and self-exploration through following the lives of high schoolers. So tell us about, in your kind of own words, a summary or things that you want, that you think people will get out of this book.
Starless Sky is about the main character, Kaylin, whose best friend dies, and it's about her journey and recovery through that. And along the way, she meets the new kid at school, Kenley, who is her love interest, who really helps her through the whole process.
Wow. So some might say that is a tricky topic maybe to write about. Did you have any particular experiences or anything that you saw someone go through a grieving process that you thought this was something that should be written about?
A year before I started writing Starless Sky, my dog died, and that was the first experience I had with death. And really, actually, the first line of Starless Sky is a line that I had written about how I felt when my dog died, and I took that. And then I just started building on it, and it slowly transformed into Kaylin's story and not my own.
Wow. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And so tell our listeners your web address so they can kind of be checking out your website while they're listening to the show.
PaigeAgnew.com. That's PAIGEAGNEW.com.
All right. And so what kind of reactions have you been receiving from the book Starless Skies? Are you finding that there are teens and adults reading the book?
Yes, and I've been really, really happy with the reviews. They've all been very good, and everyone's been very supportive about it.
Okay, great. And so how can we purchase a copy of the book?
You can find it on barnesandnoble.com or amazon.com, or you can order it on my website.
Great, great, great. All right, and so I'm sure people, you know, are always probably referring to your age as far as, wow, she was an author at 15 years old. But certainly it seems like you have some wisdom from beyond your years. I like that the website and your book references that you say, life without love is like a starless sky. And so do you want to talk a little bit about kind of that quote?
That is a quote from the book, and one night when I was just thinking about the next chapter, it's a scene where Kaylin's talking to her friend before she dies, and her friend always says these fortune cookie-like things that Kaylin always gets really annoyed about because it just seems way too profound and too insightful, and I came up with life without love is like a starless sky, and that just kept sticking with me, and I realized that's what I wanted to name the book.
Wow. Cool. I'm glad we got the story on the title. Sometimes sometimes you can figure out why somebody gave a title to a book, and then sometimes you're kind of like, okay, I don't know where that came from, but oh well, we'll go with it. So that's good. You have a story behind the title. And so, you know, the Justin Bieber movie is very popular, very big. I don't know if you have Bieber fever or not. But one comment that I've heard from people that have seen the movie is that they just felt very inspired, and their young people that are in their life felt very inspired after hearing his story. And so I kind of felt the same way after looking at over your information. And I'm like, well, how inspiring is Paige? And so what tips would you give to other teens that are thinking about writing, publishing a book? What type of tips would you give to them?
Organization is really, really important for me. I take so many notes on the stuff that I'm writing to make sure I keep on track and that I have a plan for the story so I don't, like, veer off track. And a plan really leads to execution. And once you have that execution, you can take the next step and just have faith in yourself that you can push it further and get it out there and get it published.
All right. great. And then what about tips for the parents, you know, of teens and young adults about helping, you know, to promote positive things, promote their vision and their dream, anything, you know, it doesn't even have to be if they're going to write a book, but anything they want to do in life. What tips do you give to parents?
My mother never second-guessed me. No one did. Like, my family and my friends have been so supportive about all of this. And none of them have said anything negative. They've only given me encouragement and helped me along the way. So that's been really important in this journey.
All right. I think that's some good, solid advice. And so I love for Starless Sky, the book cover. So talk a little bit, like, how did you decide or come to the book cover design?
Oh, that's a funny story. Actually, the same scene that I was talking about where they say life without love is like a starless sky, they're on the beach during spring break, and I wanted to incorporate that scene. And the problem with living in Michigan is that, well, there's not a lot of beaches. But my mom worked on a lake, and it was in the middle of winter, so we snuck around her job, climbed over the fence. She had to lift me over it because we were trespassing. We get on the beach, and I took a stick, and I wrote Starless in the sand, and I took a picture.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, I'm glad you didn't get caught. I'm glad nothing happened. You didn't get your clothes caught in the fence and all that. So it's great you came out with a great story. Are you on Facebook? If people want to connect with you there?
Yes. You can go to Starless Sky, and that is the Facebook page.
All right. And do you have any upcoming events that you want to give a shout-out to?
Within the next month or so, my next book is coming out, 7. So be on the lookout for that.
Ooh, so give us a sneak peek. What is 7 about?
7 is about 7 strangers that are kidnapped by this madman, and they have to work together to escape to freedom. And they realize that the only way they'll ever be able to do that is just by reaching their full potential.
Wow. As I said, you are a wiser beyond your years, Miss Paige Agnew. Listeners, definitely check Paige out online. Check out Starless Sky and keep your eye open for the next book, 7. And I know you've been doing a lot of radio interviews and a lot of promotions. So certainly just big shout out to you. I think you are an inspiration to teens, young adults, and adults in general. And glad that we had an opportunity to talk to you during Women's History Month. So I think that's something great that you are inspiring even at your age. And the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. What motivates Paige?
Reading, really. I mean, every time I read a good book, I just sit there and think about how I can improve my own writing and how the authors that I look up to, I want someday for people to look up to me like that. That really is just my motivation.
Great. I love it. Well, I thank you so much for stopping by the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and certainly much more success to you on your next endeavor and everything you have going on. And big shout out to your mom and your publishers and everyone, your marketing team that helps to support you. And just keep on doing big things.
Thank you for the opportunity to be here. I really appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. Thank you, Paige. All right, listeners, I'm telling you what, today's show, off the chain, off the chain. We started the top of the hour out with a music spotlight, BrianPound.com. Brian with a Y, not an I, Pound.com. That song was called Wisdom. Check him out. Then we rolled into our interview spotlight with Diamond Hogans. You know she is on fire all the time. And listeners, she is giving away two books to listeners. So all you have to do is contact me, and I will make sure the first two people that contact me, you can do that two ways. You can go to charvette.com and leave a message on the contact page, or you can email me, but the email is all on charvette.com. All the contact information is there. If you want to contact me on Facebook, because I know some people are listening from Facebook, inbox me on Facebook, or if you're listening from Twitter, you can also message me on Twitter and let me know you want one of the books that's being offered by Diamond Hogans. Certainly keep a lookout for all the great things that she's doing, CEO of Diamonds World, and I'm excited to be hanging out with her this coming weekend. Then we rolled into a business spotlight segment with Todd Parsons and John Grooms. Again, Plackett is the name of the company, engraved artworks, ceramic tile, just great guys. They were so cool to hang with at some vending events that we went to. So check out Todd Parsons online at Facebook, and you can see all of the products they have to offer. And you know what? Go ahead and support them. And then, of course, we wrapped up with teen author Paige Agnew, Starless Sky. I think you just need to support her just for her age alone and publishing a book, and then keep your eye out for her upcoming book called Seven. All right. Oh, you know what? Are you listening to my show, and are you saying, you know what? I think I could do that. You know what? What would it be like if I had my own internet radio show? Well, I have a teleseminar webinar coming up on Monday, March 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern, and I am hosting a webinar teleseminar called Help, I Want to Host My Own Internet Radio Show. So if that's you, you can go to my website, charvette.com, and there's a teleseminar page. You can click there, secure your registration. You can listen from anywhere across the World Wide Web. On your computer, you will see the materials. You will hear my voice coming through the computer. You'll feel like you're in a seminar with me. Again, that's called Help, I Want to Host an Internet Radio Show teleseminar, and that is coming up Monday, March 21st. Make an investment in yourself. Some of you, we talked earlier, Diamond and I, about things that you have that have been invested in you and goals and dreams that you're supposed to be operating in, and you're not doing it. Well, you know what? If this falls in line with helping to expand your brand or your ministry, you want to secure your seat in that webinar. Again, March 21st, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can go to charvette.com. The teleseminar page will give you all the information. Of course, join my email list. My email list on charvette.com. I'll send you an email once a week so I don't spam you, and it lets you know all of the guests that are coming up, and you see the pretty pictures and links to their websites and all that good stuff, and it just reminds you when the show is coming on. Of course, you can listen to the show anytime you want to, so if you're not listening live, that's no problem. Big shout-out to my listeners from iTunes, from iPads, from iPods, from iPhones. I'm telling you, y'all, the smartphones, y'all holding it down. I'm trying to tell you, I get reports that let me know where people are listening from. So big shout out to all of my listeners from all across the World Wide Web. I certainly appreciate you. We have another phenomenal show next week. I'm telling you, you want to keep it locked. We've got some great guests. Then, you know, we pick back up with the Men Confess, one of our most popular relationship segments. You know, anytime you can get men to talk about relationships, it's a good thing. Oh, my goodness. And then, of course, we're going into April, some other great dynamic shows. And so, listen, we're going to take this party out with Praise Party by Judah. I'm telling you what, he's awesome. You want to check it out right here. Thank you so much for checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, boys and girls, you join the Praise Party in progress, coming to you live and direct from Southeast D.C. The Bible says it is a good thing to give praise unto the name of the Lord, and to sing praise unto his name, O Most High. I want you to put those hands together. Come on, come on, come on. In the party, come through with Thanksgiving, with the praise in your mouth for this life you're living. Nah, shawty, none of that. No Bacardi, no Remy, but the spirit's in the room to make you shake and shimmy. Born again and no more sin, and got the King's dominion. Blows trotting with this gospel like a metal off limit. Bags packed, picture that from the very beginning. Revolutionary worshiper, call me John Lennon. Yep.
Hey, y'all, won't you ride with me?
Hey.
Redeemed, that's the reason to pray.
right quick. What I want you to do is get up on your feet, put those hands together. Come on, come on. Now what I want you to do right now is think about everything God brought you through in 2008, and when he brought you through in 2009, and what he's gonna do in 2010. Are you ready? Come on. 1, 2, 3, 4. For your goodness,
thank you.
For your kindness,
thank you.
For your grace,
thank you.
For your mercy,
thank you.
For your blessings,
thank you.
For your favor,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Now if you're driving, don't pat your right foot, please. Lord, have mercy. Yeah, you know where to find us. Find me at the
party.
Praise Party by Judah.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated,
excited,
and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.